Have you ever wanted a safe and loving place to come to spark that good feeling in yourself? Well, you've arrived. Welcome to the Om Show with Tanya Butson. In this space, Tanya encourages you to view yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced. With Tanya, a leader in the field of human potential, you will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better, and you will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. The Om Show with Tanya starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Butson, and you are listening to the Om Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we have a very special guest. I'm so excited for this. Each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, we will have some of the most interesting stories, tips, and guests helping you to be all that you are. Today, our guest is generously giving away too many Oracle card readings to caller number one and caller number three. So remember, the phone number to reach us is 1-800-930-2819. This is going to be an informative show, leaving you wanting more. I know you'll want her back. Let's show our guest today some support and please call in. You're going to love talking to her. Just wait until she jumps on, which is right now. Today, I am thrilled to be having a new guest on the Om Show. She is very excited to be on the show today and explain how she realized she was a psychic medium. Don't you all want to know how mediums and psychics become themselves? I am very pleased to welcome the beautiful Brenda Smith on the show today. Welcome, Brenda.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Oh, so happy that you agreed to be on the show. I know it's probably a little out of your element.
Little bit.
Yeah. I'm so grateful that you're here and we are blessed to have you. So I'm going to just spend this whole segment, the first part of the show, figuring out who is Brenda Smith. And so if you don't, we're going to get you uncomfortable, Brenda.
That's okay.
I am very, very good at making people feel uncomfortable. So, but before we start that, we've got a caller already. Hi, Charlene. Oh, wow. You're becoming the number one fan of the Om Show, I think. So much. So talk away to Brenda and let her know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking the reason that I called in is because just I looked her up and it's a connection. And I just feel that if she gave me an oracle reading today, she would be bang on.
Ooh.
I just have a feeling about
goosebumps.
Her.
I have goosebumps. Oh my goodness. I think you're right. Wow. Well, we'll get your information and you and I will have a chat later.
You're in for a treat, Charlene. I'm glad you called in because this is a really special gift that she's giving away today, and she'll knock your socks off for sure and get you feeling uncomfortable so that you can heal even more than you already have. Like, you're a superhero here, Charlene, out in the world, shining your light. And, you know, you definitely made me feel comfortable starting this new endeavor on the Om Show, and
huge support for us. And I can't wait for you to be blessed with Brenda's reading for you. It's going to be awesome. And then you can come back on the show and tell us all about it if you want.
Oh, I will.
All right. Charlene, I've got your info. If you could maybe leave Emily with, I don't have your email, so maybe that would be email or phone number so that Brenda can reach out to you more personally than through mail. Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm really excited to connect with Brenda. I just have a really, really awesome feeling. And I'm excited to hear the rest of the show.
Awesome. I'm so excited myself. I can't wait to talk to you.
Awesome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so we're still waiting for more callers to call in. If you have any stories, you have any specific questions you want to ask Brenda, call in, and you can also message in. You don't have to actually call. If you want to just type in the comments, you can do that. So please send them in. Let's keep Brenda busy. So Brenda, I want to know about your childhood, and was it easy or tough? And if you don't mind sharing a little bit, that would be great.
Well, my childhood was definitely not easy. It was tough. At a very young age, I felt completely disconnected with my family to the point where I felt like I was adopted because I felt so different from everybody else. And I never understood why. And it took many, many, many years for me to sift through everything and realize why I never felt connected and why I felt so different from everyone else. Because I am different. I am very different. As I got older, things would happen to me that I couldn't explain. Things, just knowing things that were going to happen. And, but those were things I didn't talk about. And then, 30 years ago, my oldest son passed away unexpectedly. And that shook me to my core. But, afterwards, I had some things happen to me that rocked my world. I was at home alone having a bad day. I had a beautiful family photo of just the two boys. And of course, I got emotional and I just hugged the photo and I felt physical arms go around me. And I knew it was him. But I didn't tell a soul. I was afraid to tell anybody because I thought they would think I was crazy. And I mean, I didn't even know what to think myself. And then I had another experience where I was home on a day off and I heard someone calling, "Mom, Mommy, Mom." And I thought my youngest son was home from school. Searched the whole house, the backyard, the front yard. There was no one there. So I knew again that it was my oldest son. I couldn't explain it. I didn't tell a soul. I just kept these things to myself. And after a while, I would kind of question, like, am I going crazy? Like, am I hearing these things because I want to hear these things because I miss him? But it was audible. It was like you and I talking. So there was no mistake that it was him. I just had to wrap my head around it. Why is this happening? You know, why me? What do I do with this? So it kind of made me really start thinking deeper about life. There had to be more to life than just living and dying. So I just quietly went soul searching. And then over the years, just really became interested in metaphysical things. It intrigued me. It excited me. I've always known since I was a teenager that my purpose here on this earth is to serve people and to help them heal. I'm a natural healer. So I never knew how this was going to transpire. I had a lot of healing to do, and a lot of transformation. So, and a lot of experiencing. I've experienced a lot of hurts and heartaches, but those experiences I've learned over the years were giving me the tools that I need to help other people heal. I can't genuinely say to somebody who's lost a child, I understand, unless I've lost one myself, and I have. So I reach out to those people. I want to be there for people who have lost a child. The grieving process is unbelievable. It's just something you never expect. You don't expect to outlive your children. The pain is just profound. And so over the years, during my healing, things just became clearer and clearer that there are many ways to help people heal. However, I never thought that I was a medium. That never crossed my mind. But I did have a friend take me to a psychic fair. So this is about 15 years after my son passed. I was still quite a mess internally. I hadn't really begun to heal. I didn't know how to heal from that trauma. And I sat down with this medium, and she knew exactly how my son had passed. He was right there. He wanted to talk. And the floodgates opened, and the tears came, and the healing began that day. And it just continued. I had never thought of going to a medium. That never, ever crossed my mind. So I'm so grateful for that experience, because that opened up a whole new world to me. And really did a lot of learning and digging from there. And here I am today.
So you were obviously led to that fair so that it would open another door to expand your consciousness into a different realm that you weren't necessarily too acquainted with. When you told people you were different, not that you were a medium, but when you were different, or did you? Maybe maybe you never said, "Hey, I feel different." But if you did, how did they react? They accepted.
Excuse me. I've always been a very happy-go-lucky and upbeat person. I worked with a lady who didn't really believe in this kind of stuff. I didn't really say that I was gifted, because I really was kind of unsure of what was going on. But she, for some reason, she asked me, she had a brand new deck of tarot cards, asked me if I wanted them. She said, I got them at a garage sale. I don't even know why I bought them. She said, I don't believe in this stuff. And I said, oh my gosh, I would love to have them. So I started giving tarot readings to friends and family using the book. I mean, those are a lot of cards to memorize. I didn't know what I was doing, but it was great. But my intuition would kick in and things would come out. And oh my God, it just excited me so much. And it was funny, because a few times while we were working together, I said to her one night, I said, do you have a headache? It's like right here working. She said, yes. I said, please take something for, I could feel it. And that's when I learned that I could feel other people's illnesses, pain, emotions. So this happened a few times to both of us. And it kind of freaked her out. It freaked me out, but it really freaked her out that I could feel what was going on with her. And we had a young lady working with us, and it really freaked her out. So these were just kind of instances where spirit would just kind of very subtly say, hey, here you go. So, but I really didn't know anything.
Well, hold that thought, because we have to go to break. So okay. Now you've got everybody captivated and suspense. So we'll take a break. You are listening to The Om Show with Tanya Butts, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about Brenda and how everybody got freaked out by Brenda being able to feel the feelings, emotions, pains of other people. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit Kahlberg Coaching.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles, knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more, visit mindfulnesswithjoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full.
Welcome back to The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me for any services. You can reach me on my website at organicallymeta.ca and always email me at organicallymeta@outlook.com. So today we have a special guest on, psychic medium Brenda Smith. She's available for readings all over the world. So don't hesitate to reach out to her if you have questions about spirit or anything psychic that you want to know about, she's your girl to reach out to and have a conversation with. So Brenda, you were talking about in the previous portion of the episode that you were doing some tarot reading and with a couple of people, and the fact that you could feel her head pain and with her headache kind of freaked everybody out. So tell us a little bit more on that story, and then I've got some other questions.
Okay. Well, I think the cincher with my friend was we were finishing work, and her knee was bothering her. She was going to stop and grab a knee brace on the way home. And I said, don't, they're expensive. I have one. I'll bring one in to you tomorrow. So we went home, slept, got up, was having my breakfast, still just comfy. And all of a sudden I got a stabbing pain in my knee, and I like had to leap up. It hurt so bad. And while I'm feeling the pain, I kept thinking about the knee brace because it was put away. And I'm like, yeah, I'll grab it later after I've eaten, blah, blah, blah. Sit back down. And again, stabbing pain. And in my mind, it's like, grab the knee brace. I'm like, fine, I'll go get it. So I went and I got it. I put it out on the table. I'm like, there, I won't forget it. And then everything was fine. So I get to work. So when I run into her, I brought out the knee brace. She's like, oh, thank you so much. I said, oh, no, there's a story to go with this. And she looked at me and I said, don't say a word. I'm going to tell you what happened to me, and then you can explain what happened at home. So I told her what happened, and she just, her jaw dropped. I said, so what was going on? She had washed her uniforms. When she crouched down to the dryer to get her clothes out of the dryer, her knee locked and she couldn't move. She actually was hollering for her husband to help her, and the pain was just unbelievable. I said, oh, I know. I felt it. I felt it. So I think that was that kind of did it for her, that there really is something to this stuff. And funny, we've been great friends ever since. She's a huge supporter of what I do. I love her dearly.
And she didn't believe in it at the start. So
no.
Good for you for awakening her into the, the plethora of, so much answers. So, the potential of what the awakening is. So that is amazing. That is, you said you want to serve people, how to serve people. So there you go. You serve the very first person. You kind of, you know, here's the deck of cards, go to it. Right.
Right.
You know, I surveyed this week my followers on Instagram, and I said, what do you want me to ask Brenda? And a 20-year-old responded and said, when was the first sign that you knew you were a light worker? And I thought that was a really good question from a 20-year-old.
It is a very good question. I would have to say, I've known for a few years that I'm different, and I really think that these signs, just the knowing, you know, when I open my mouth and say something to somebody, and without knowing how I know these things, I knew even back then that that's intuition, and I was always very open to it and just went with the flow. As excited as I would get going, oh my God, this is freaking amazing. It made me want to learn more. I just figured oh, I have really good intuition. This is amazing. You know, I can do oracle or tarot card readings. I mean, I had my trusty little book. And if I trust my intuition, maybe something else will come in. I never had a clue that I was a medium, but I knew that I had something. And I just chalked it up as intuition. And it was wonderful. I was happy with that. I was like a sponge. I wanted to learn more and learn more. And I basically learned as much as I could on my own, just reading and searching up things, asking questions to other people, going to psychic fairs. I didn't know where else to go. I mean, I paid a lot of money for readings. I mean, I would always know intuitively that I was on the right path, but being naive, it was like, well, some validation would be wonderful. So I would go. And then I came across a medium. I went with my son and she just looked at me and said, it's time to come out of the closet. I'm like, what? Oh yeah. She said, it's time to come out of the closet. I almost cried. I'm like, she just, you're a medium. Like you've got gifts, you know, come out, you need to use them. But I didn't know. I was panicking. I'm like, I don't know how to give a reading. I don't know what I'm doing. So then when I calmed down a little bit, all of a sudden there were multiple people on Facebook to reach out to for mentorship. And there again, my intuition took over. I found this amazing mentor. And she taught me how to trust my intuition and how to recognize spirit's voice and spirit's urges, and taught me that it's, you know, I hear, I see, I smell, I sense. Oh my gosh, it was the most exciting thing ever. And I was just giddy going, oh my God, I'm a medium. it's just been amazing. And then when I was done my mentorship, it was, I knew intuitively I had some healing to do. You and I had that set up and it kept getting postponed due to COVID. I knew that was the next phase. I had to get some deep down stuff released in order for me to move forward freely with this newfound freedom and gift that I have. And we were finally able to do that. And boy, I left your place just on cloud nine. I was and so light. I knew it was time to jump off that cliff, you know, and fly. Just do it. So even though, you know, when someone asked for a reading, I'd get that little bit of anxiety, like, oh my, I never say no. It's always absolutely. And I call in my guides and I trust them that they're going to support me in whatever I do. I get out of my comfort zone and just go for it. And I could do it all day. It's just such an incredible feeling when you raise your vibration and connect, and just knowing that these messages are helping others heal is just, it's so worth it. So worth it.
So that leads me to two questions. So I want to go back a little bit, because when a person realizes there is more to life than what meets the two eyes on their head, we realize then that there is something greater, there's something beyond the veil, we like to say. and that everything in front of us with our two eyes is an illusion, and that in order to increase our consciousness and go higher and see with our third eye and awaken the pineal gland and so forth, the only way to really tap into that is to go through a dark night of the soul and face the shadows that lurk and come up to us and heal the layers of trauma, pain, heartache, disappointment, and so on and so on. And so very quickly, tell me what kind of healing. I know you worked with me. You can tell a little bit more about that if you want, but what other healing have had, like you lost your son. I know you suffered for a long time before you started to heal and let that pain and suffering go. And you still grieve to this day, but not to the capacity that you once did. So that's my first question is very quickly, because it is a huge story. It's a show in itself, but what kind of healing did you do in order to get to the point where you felt like you could confidently give other people guidance?
Well, just the realization that life goes on. So the physical body, yes, it dies. I had a message from my son that said, he said, you know, I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt you. When I asked to be part of your life, I asked that not to stay very long. So, and I got it. My children were my very first experience with unconditional love. So I got it. But I also knew that he did hear me. He did know and see what I went through. So I knew I could speak to him, and I knew that he was very much alive and with me on the other side. So it helped heal a lot when you realize that there is so much more to the physical body. There is life. We go home when the physical body dies, but your soul is eternal. It's eternal. And they do see you. They do hear you. And the bonds of love that you create here on earth never die. They don't stop because that person's no longer here. You will always be connected through unconditional love to those people that have crossed over. That helps me heal immensely. And knowing that physically, spiritually, when I leave this body, we will be together again. You know, and that's comforting. But I do know he's around periodically, and that's comforting.
So talking to your son is healing, and it has healed that grief, and realizing that he's not gone. He is with you. Whenever you need him, he is there. And yes. That's the unconditional love that she speaks of. And spirit never goes. Just the flesh, the meat suit does. So I know you said it's very exhilarating, but I have also reached out to you not knowing you have just done a reading, and you're like, girl, not now. I'm exhausted. I got to go to bed. I got to ground myself. I've got to regroup, reset. It was a really rough, not that you didn't like it, but it was a rough on your energetic being to do someone's reading. So how hard is having this gift on you personally?
Well, one-on-one readings, they're great. You get up there and I mean, I don't want to come down, but it does take hours. If I'm not grounded and protected enough, yes, it can zap my energy and I am fatigued. I did a group reading for the very first time in November. There were 7 people there. Now, that was an amazing time. It was amazing for me. But when I left, I had a headache And I was very tired. That was a lot of energy to deal with all at once that I wasn't used to. So I was exhausted, extremely excited, but exhausted. So coming back down to earth didn't take so long that day. But yeah, if it's intense and a lot of info coming through, it can be exhausting because I have to raise my vibration so high to be able to connect with the other side. They're coming from pure unconditional love. So they don't lower their vibration. I have to come up and meet them. So that takes a lot. And as much as I love to bask there, I am human and I have to come back down to earth and I have to have the proper amount of sleep and rest and disconnect from everybody's energy and just release it and let it go.
Yeah, I love how you stated that they will not reduce their frequency to come down to meet us. We have to meet them at their frequency in order to hear the messages. And that is why most people cannot do this work. They can. We all have these gifts.
Yes.
However, you have to do it. Like if you're in a very low, depressed state of mentality, you cannot at that point in time raise yourself up into the frequency of hearing spirit speak. You have to do the healing.
Yes.
Yeah. See the trees for the forest, see the forest for the trees, whichever way you want to look at that. But there is the clearing, it's the clearing, right? In Reiki.
Yes.
Let's clear it so that we can start to raise the frequency and the vibrations so that we can hear these things, we can see these things, and we can become in tune and louder. Yeah. So, but I, at the same point, you have to come down into groundedness as a human being so that you can function and do daily human things with other daily humans.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break soon. How can people reach you if they want to schedule an oracle or tarot card reading with you?
They can reach out to me through Facebook or message me on my phone. We can work out how we can connect and do these readings. Absolutely.
So we need the details. We need your email. What's your email?
My email is timbit with two T's, 198@hotmail.com.
And how can they find you on Facebook?
Just Brenda Smith.
Okay.
And it says psychic medium. So they want to add me. We can do messenger FaceTime. Any way. Absolutely.
Okay. You can be, so she will offer her services worldwide via messenger, Zoom, and WhatsApp. Like there's so many ways to be afraid because you don't have, you know, the iPhone and you can't do the FaceTime because you can always do Messenger. You can always do WhatsApp. Like there's
absolutely
even Skype still exists, I think. So,
yes.
So there's no fear in reaching out to get those. And in regards to payment, there's PayPal. There's so many ways to do payments around the world. So no fear. We're still waiting for a caller to call in too. And we'll give the next caller the second free oracle reading from you. So callers, get on the phone right now, 1-800-930-2819, and give Brenda a call. Ask her a question. Have you had a loved one pass over and ask them a question about your loved one? So we are going to head into break. So let's just hold all these thoughts. There's so many of them I want to ask you. But just stay tuned because Brenda still has a lot to say because I have about 10 more questions I want to ask you. So I don't know if you're coming back. So yes. Stay tuned. Let's take a break. And thank you for watching the OM Show. We'll be right back.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com. Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com.
Welcome back to the OM Show with Tanya Butson. I've been sharing a phenomenal discussion with psychic medium Brenda Smith, and we want to find out all about her services, how to reach her, why you want to choose her. But first, we've got a caller, so let's take that call and see what they have to ask for. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi, what do you have to say to Brenda? Do you have a question? Thanks for calling in. Perfect. We are going to give you, because you blessed us today with your phone call, you're getting the second giveaway for a free mini oracle reading with Brenda. So make sure you give Emily your details so that Brenda can reach out and set up an appointment with you. And we really appreciate you tuning into this episode.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm very kind of you. Yay.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
I just have a quick question for you, actually. Mm-hmm. I have been seeing a load of angelic numbers every day. Like every day I see numbers consistently. And I'm just wondering, you know, do you have a specific place that you suggest we look up what they mean? Or, I mean, of course there's my Google friend, but.
Right. You can definitely Google it, but if you're seeing repeated numbers,
yes.
So, and yes, they are angel numbers. Those, so some of those numbers are telling you that you're on the right path, you're seen and heard, just letting you know that you're never alone. You know, it could be somebody reaching out to you saying, hey, I'm right here. I see you. I hear you. When you see those numbers, just say thank you. If you want to Google and
I do. Get a,
right. And just say thank you, because it's people just trying to let you know, whether it be your guides or your angels or people that you know that have passed, just letting you know that you're supported. You're, you know, you said you're intrigued by all this stuff. That's wonderful. You're on the right path. Start opening yourself up to this stuff. Learn, because you'll find you'll come across more things that catch your attention. Things that how do you word it? Some people call it. Maybe some people think they're strange things. Like, you'll just notice signs. And they'll draw you, let your intuition and let your guides draw you in the right direction of where to learn things. I mean, if you've got questions about mm-hmm. stuff, reach out. I've been there. I've spent a lot of money learning things. I love to be able to support people and answer questions. It's a simple question. If it's going to help you on your path to enlightenment and awakening, I'm here to support that. So anytime.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm very open to it all, and I definitely see them every day.
Good.
There is also a good book by Kyle Gray. If you're Woodstock, Ontario, I can help you with that book, Alicia. It's called Angel Numbers, and it's simply a book from zero to into the thousands, and it's got every number in there and what they mean. And it's very helpful when you're starting your awakening. Because that's how the awakening usually begins for most people, is they start to see 11, 11, 111 are typically the first set of angel numbers that start appearing. He explains beautifully the meaning of each number. So that is another, if you don't want to Google and you want to have a little book beside you, that's a good
thing.
So thank you for calling in.
Okay, I will definitely look into that.
Yeah, stay on the line so Emily can get your info, and we appreciate the call. Congratulations on your free oracle reading.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Brenda, okay, you do oracle readings. You
yes.
also incorporate your empathetic abilities into these oracle readings. So if someone's going through a traumatic loss, one, you've had your own, so that makes you doubly empathetic, but you have this ability of empathy to begin with. So that is a huge component of being an amazing psychic medium. The other thing is, you are a great mentor. You have mentored me. You gave me, I've been fighting. I'm in the resistance. I have been fighting my mediumship skills for years. And I've had this heightened intuition all my life, which I just thought was normal that everybody had. And then a friend of mine said, your intuition is like, oh my gosh, there's a red cardinal right here. It's right there. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Only on live television. So, like, I got goosebumps, you know.
Yes.
So people like us, we get excited, you know. Ooh, it's like our touchdown.
Validation.
So you mentored me in my mediumship skills. I was a resistance student, and you're like, you can do this. You've got these skills. You had to baby me. Like, I was a big suck. So
it's scary when you jump off that cliff. Trust me. I totally get it. I do. But, and you know very well, unless you get out of that comfort zone, You can't move forward. And it's when things are uncomfortable that the magic happens.
You betcha. 100%. Yes. You know how many clients I say that to? And they get so mad at me. I see those two words that they want to say to me. I just look at them in the camera and I know, like, just say it to me. Just say it to my face. I know what you want to say. I'm their pusher off the cliff. You got to get uncomfortable in order to change your life. There's no easy way around it. You have to do it. You have to feel it. You have to make the change.
Trust it. You have to trust. Trust your team.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. So the show is almost over. So I cannot believe how quickly this has gone by. I want to know, okay, Brenda.
Yes.
There are thousands of mediums around this world. Okay. And there's a lot of really good ones. Why would people choose you?
Well, they would choose me. If they're drawn to me, if they feel a connection to me, if that's where their intuition leads them, we all connect, but we all have different gifts. We all connect differently. We give different messages. We're just different people. So if in your heart you feel that I'm the one, then great. If not, there'll be somebody else out there to answer your questions and help you connect with loved ones. There's no competition. We're all here to do the same thing, to show unconditional love and support and help people heal and without judgment. And if you're led to me, well, I'm very grateful. And, you know, my only hope is that I can help you with the healing and connection that you need.
And I can vouch. She's amazing. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Please reach out to Brenda if you are at all curious or excited to have a reading. She is so delicate and so gentle with her messages. Even if you're in a very fragile state and you need some answers, she will be very sensitive and empathetic to your needs and deliver the messages with pure love. So and if you have gifts or you think you have gifts, reach out to her as well, because she's an amazing teacher and she'll give you the kick in the pants that you need. So Brenda, we are at the end of the show.
Wow.
I don't know if I can convince you to come back, but well, that's a conversation for later. But I know the audience would probably, like, this is just the tip of the iceberg for your conversation. We go into so many different areas of this conversation, and we could even do a show of readings, and the sky's the limit with this. So I want to just really thank you so much for coming on camera and sharing yourself and your abilities with everybody, because staying quiet in our small town is not what is meant for you. You are meant to serve the people of humanity, and they need to know that you are here for them and that they can.
Yes.
Where can they?
Thank you. They can, other than Facebook, they can, reach me on my cell, 519-608-3048. I am on WhatsApp as well. Find me on Facebook, connect with me.
You're on Instagram too.
I am on Instagram as well.
Timbit with two T's. What's the number behind it?
198.
Okay, so she's reachable. And if you can't find her, message me and I will get you in touch. That's an easy way to do it too. So thank you so much. If you want to take the leap and change your life 360, contact Tanya at Organically Meta. Tanya is finding real people with authentic solutions to your life's problems that help you to heal your life and move into being all that you are. To be inspired and learn about Tanya. Follow Organically Meta on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach me directly at organicallymeta.ca or organicallymeta@outlook.com if you want to write me. But follow Brenda as well on Facebook and Instagram. Timbits with two T's, 198 on both. Brenda Smith on Facebook. To start the journey of remembering who you are and creating your best life, I leave you with three words each week. I love myself. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Elm Show. I also want to extend my deep gratitude to Brenda for spending the last hour with us. You have enlightened so many people today with this important information about your services. Thank you so, so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
Oh, I just love it. So join me every Tuesday, everybody, 9 a.m. Pacific time, grand rising, rich rising for you out in the Pacific area, and then happy lunchtime for those of us in the Eastern time zone. Next week on the Elm Show, we will be learning why it is so important to keep yourself grounded. Be sure to tune in, and in the meantime, make it a great week, and I'll see you here next week.
You have been listening to The Elm Show with Tanya Butson on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Tanya encourages you to experience yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never, ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information, visit organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.